Yeah, these are shocking figures that Sinn Féin have received through a Freedom of Information request. It shows that there's 2,656 council houses that are lying empty right across the state. 750 of them have been lying empty or boarded up for over a year now. And in Donegal, we have 82 homes that have been lying empty, council homes that have been lying empty for in excess of a year. Indeed, when you delve deeper into the figures, it gets worse. There's over 60 houses that council houses that have been lying empty for 2 years. And that's not acceptable. This is just, you know, it just again shows how out of touch the government is in relation to the housing crisis. I have people coming to me nearly every day in relation to a housing crisis. These are people who are, you know, stressed to the hilt. In some cases, their mental health is breaking down because of the pressures they're on. They're facing, in some cases, homelessness. And I'm talking about families who are holding down a job. It is not acceptable that we have, you know, 82 homes, council homes across Donegal that have been lying empty for over a year, and indeed 155 of them that are lying empty at all. And, you know, government will like to blame this on each local authority, saying that, you know, a rogue local authority. That's not the case. This is right across the state. This is a government that is starving local authorities from the necessary funding that is required to bring these houses back up to the standard to allow them to be relet. And they need to get their act together and they need to act now.
But is it really fair pointing the finger solely at the government? Should the likes of Donegal County Council and other local authorities not be taking on some of the responsibility here for the situation that we find ourselves in?
Look, you have to realise that Donegal County Council, like any other council, are funded by central government. You know, there's no point telling, giving out to Donegal County Council that they aren't doing something if they don't have the money to do it. You know, so like that is the issue here. And every time we bring attention to this, we get a bit of government movement in relation to releasing more money to the local authorities, which brings some of these homes back into use. But this shouldn't be the way it is. It shouldn't be always then back to the starting block where we have hundreds and hundreds of homes that are boarded up for over a year. The government needs to set up a proper system where funding is released. We passed a motion in the Dáil years ago calling for this to be treated as emergency. The housing crisis isn't just a crisis of housing. As I said, we have over 4,000 children who are living, woke up this morning in emergency accommodation. Those children are going to be long-term scarred as a result of their youth, of their stolen years from them. And the fact is that those children make up 2,500 families. That is the same number of homes that are lying, council homes that are lying empty across the state today. It is absolutely unforgivable that in the middle of a housing crisis that we have the situation that we have today, and absolutely the buck stops with the Minister for Housing, indeed the Taoiseach, and if we were to believe them, say that housing is the number one priority and has been for the last number of years. Well, if that is the case, how is it that 62 council homes in Donegal are lying empty for over 2 years across this county? And this isn't Donegal's story only, because this is happening in every single county. The one thing that we have in common is that we have a government that isn't providing the resources to the local authorities to get these houses back into use and being occupied by a family.